CBS's Nicole Killian is at the White House with more on the ongoing retaliatory strikes against Iran. Nicole.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we are still learning details about what exactly is going on at this hour, Major. But what we do know, according to a statement from CENTCOM, is that a U.S. aircraft did target missile and drone storage locations in Iran, calling this a powerful response after a drone attack by Iranian forces on a ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, the president earlier today, and actually you can see that statement from CENTCOM, the unwarranted aggression against commercial shipping by Iranian forces clearly violated the ceasefire. So it goes on to say that Iran's dangerous behavior undermined freedom of navigation as commerce increasingly flows through the vital international trade corridor. And of course, this is a key part of that recently signed memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran, reopening the Strait of Hormuz in exchange. The U.S. dropped its naval blockade there. But of course, this is really the first kind of tit-for-tat response we have seen since that agreement was reached. The president warning earlier today about those drone strikes, that it was a foolish violation of our ceasefire agreement. And just a short time ago in the Oval Office, before these strikes by the United States took place, he was asked whether or not there would be any repercussions for this Iranian drone attack on that ship in the Strait of Hormuz, and he just said, we'll see. And then minutes later, Major, is when we got word from CENTCOM about these attacks. Now, what this means for the future of the agreement remains to be seen, but there's certainly a lot of concern at this hour about the fragility of this agreement, if it even still holds now that both sides have exchanged fire again.